This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
President Trump addressing the nation at this hour to discuss last night's Iranian missile strikes on two bases in Iraq that host American troops. The Pentagon now says 15 missiles were fired at those bases, and there were no American casualties and only limited damage. And Iran says the strikes were a response to the U.S. drone strike that killed its top general last week. Former acting CIA chief Mike Morrell saying those strikes last night were, in fact, rather limited.
A relatively small number of missiles, no casualties. It suggested to me that the Iranians may be sending a signal here that, look, we have to respond, but we don't want to escalate this.
He spoke on CBS News. They're searching for a suspect after a shooting near Canada's parliament in Ottawa this morning leaves one person dead and at least three others wounded. And this is USA Radio News.
Hello, this is Wayne Allen Root, relentless conservative warrior, middle-class warrior, and always Trump warrior. I have a message for my fellow patriots across America. President Trump is making America great again. He's the only president of my lifetime who is keeping his promises, and his biggest promise is to build that wall. President Trump can only do it with our help. If Congress won't fund Trump's wall, we will. President Trump is one man against the world, and what globalists and socialists around the world want is clear, open borders. It's time to take a stand. We either build the wall, or it's the end of the greatest nation in world history ever blessed by God. That's why I founded the Root for the Wall PAC. 63 million Trump voters together will raise the money President Trump needs for the wall. Anyone who donates $100 or more will get a beautiful commemorative wall brick. Display it proudly. Call 844-ROOT-WALL. That's toll free, 844-ROOT-WALL, or go to rootwall.com. We will build this wall together. Call 844-ROOT-WALL or go to rootwall.com. Root for the Wall PAC. Paid for and responsible for the content of this message. Not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee. Rootwall.com.
Prosecutors and defense lawyers continuing to try to put together a jury for disgraced movie producer Harvey Weinstein's trial on sex crime charges in New York. Lawyer Michael Backner says it's not going to be easy given the bombardment of media coverage the case has received.
It's going to be impossible to find a juror who hasn't heard about Harvey Weinstein or hasn't heard about the case, and that's not going to be sufficient reason to get excluded.
Private payroll jobs on the rise in the U.S., according to this morning's report from ADP and Moody's Analytics, which says companies added 202,000 positions in the month of December. That's ahead of analysts' expectations. November's numbers were revised to reflect 124,000 positions being created, which was up from the 67,000 that were originally reported. Construction, the goods-producing industry, and the services sector were among the biggest gains. This is USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739. Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, and auto pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
Experts are saying one way Iran could strike the U.S. is through hacking. USA Radio Network's Tim Berg has more.
Cyber attacks, already seen as a top risk of doing business by executives, are receiving renewed attention as tensions between the United States and Iran escalate. Defense and intelligence officials are bracing for the potential onslaught of attacks from Iranian hackers after the U.S. airstrike killed one of Iran's top military leaders, Qassem Soleimani. Tech analyst Lisa Garber tells Fox News,
it's important to understand that we can never be 100% ready. We can never be 100% protected. And the point to make is that the U.S. went after, U.S. and Israeli cyber intelligence went after Iran back in 2010 with Stuxnet. And since then, Iran has been bolstering its resources, and we've seen it in the past decade. They are ready to make some attacks.
Facebook is changing its policy on deepfake videos. USA's Chris Barnes reports.
The social media giant says it will remove manipulated videos, but said it will allow parody or satire videos to remain. It announced that it would not remove a controversial video of House Speaker Nancy Pelosi that was slowed to make it appear that she was drunk. Facebook says in a blog post that video doesn't fall under its policy. The company has faced criticism for its advertising and video policies as the nation prepares for another election.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.
Why have thousands of aspiring authors teamed up with Christian Faith Publishing to publish their book? Because Christian Faith Publishing is an author-friendly publisher who understands that your labor is more than just a book. We provide authors freedom and flexibility throughout the publishing process, professional book editing, award-winning design, and some of the highest royalty structures in the publishing industry. And as always, you will retain 100% of the rights to your book.
I was looking to find a company that I could trust, one that assisted in the editing process completely.
The most important qualities that I was looking for was a publisher who is honest and upfront, no hidden costs or fees, and owning the rights to my own work.
Christian Faith Publishing will publish, market, and sell your books in all major bookstores, online booksellers, as well as specialty Christian bookstores. Call for your free author submission kit.
800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. That's 800-978-4811.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Gil Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop, hey, what's that sound? Never gotta look what's going on.
Well, Happy New Year, America. Good to have you with us. Great to have you along with us, sharing a part of your day. 6 minutes after the top of the hour right now. I am Bill Martinez. For more information on the show, you can go to BillMartinezLive.com. It is all right there. With your permission, I want to talk about a topic that we don't readily talk about. Fact is, probably more people than we realize are dealing with depression, but for some reason we still like to talk about it. And we want to bring it here full throttle in the open and take advantage of our next guest, Dr. Gregory Jantz, who's written an excellent book called Healing Depression for Life, The Personalized Approach That Offers New Hope for Lasting Relief. Dr. Jantz, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us.
Good to be with you today. It is such an important topic.
Yeah, it is. And you know, and the thing is that depression, I guess for decades, there's just been a kind of a standard way to approach this. You were smart enough to say, wait a minute, you know, something's missing here. I mean, we just, you know, okay results is just not necessarily okay. You know, what about the people that are trying to deal, earnestly trying to deal with depression and not getting the results? Is there something outside of the box that we can consider that could be more effective, right?
Well, exactly. And this is why for the last 36 years, you know, we've been treating depression a long time. And I know, and you said it so well, Bill, there are so many out there who, if they're not suffering, they know a loved one and it's a reoccurring issue. And honestly, this time of year and the beginning of the year can be a time that can be overwhelming if you're struggling with depression. Some of the, you know, we've come through holidays. Some of this can just kind of tilt you over the edge or you feel helpless.
Exactly.
And hopeless.
Well, and it seems that the information age has exacerbated the problem as well. I mean, we go to Facebook, we see all these people having, you know, wonderful vacations and holiday celebrations with family and friends, and they're home alone and feel like, wait a minute, you know, why am I missing out on the parade here?
Oh, I'm so glad you mentioned social media, because if we're depressed, what we know, and some studies show this, the more time you spend online and in the digital world, the more depressed you become. Mm-hmm. One of it's comparisons, it's thinking other people are having more fun than you.
Right.
And, you know, it's all those things that are out there that distract you, and then we end up really not doing the things that are helpful for ourselves. So,
mm-hmm.
you know, and I do want to say as we begin here, there is hope for a person who has struggled long-term depression. We want to talk about that today.
Well, first of all, let's lay some foundation here. What is depression?
You know, depression is one of those buzzwords. You go, what's that really mean? Mm. You know, I'm depressed. Some people may use that word almost like a slang. Oh, I've had a depressing day. Well, we may have challenging days, and maybe the word depression's not the best way to describe your day if you had a challenging day. We all have those.
Mm-hmm.
But depression is that cloud that doesn't go away, and you begin to go, what's wrong with me?
Mm-hmm.
And maybe you try to keep going. But your sleep's disrupted, and maybe you can't sleep, or maybe you wake up in the middle of the night, and you're in a cold sweat, and your heart's racing, and you're, well, wow, what's going on? Maybe you've noticed that your appetite seems really off, like I either don't feel like eating, or I just want to eat all the time, and maybe I'm binge eating. You may notice another one. It could be just isolation. I don't have the energy, and I don't want to be with anybody. And so you isolate socially. So those are just a couple of things to look for.
Well, they run the spectrum, right? I mean, you know, anywhere from, you know, maybe it's just thinking you're having, you know, bad days, not even a bad day. I mean, because I think if we have a bad day, we can get over it with a good day. But, you know, if it's been a while and you've had consecutive bad days, maybe you start feeling the pressure of your experiences and this depression, you know, comes upon you to the other spectrum. And that is that it's been a chronic experience. As you say, every waking moment you deal with is kind of like a friend of mine. She said that her family was so neurotic. And you might remember, she was quite the celebrity in Los Angeles for many years. She's such a sweet lady. I had the joy of working with her. And she said that her family was so neurotic that they lived life in 15-minute segments. They just wanted to get to the next 15 minutes, you know.
Well, and that's what can happen. It's like I don't have enough energy for the day. And here's what we tend to do as human beings, all of us do. I'm not doing well. 30 days have passed. 60 days have passed. I might be sliding into old, unhealthy ways of coping. I mentioned one. Maybe it's food. So I find myself escaping in the digital world, and I'm sitting there eating a half gallon of ice cream. Or I've turned to alcohol, and I'm secretly drinking. You see, we look for ways, what I'll call mood elevate. We want to change our mood, but the things we tend to choose make things worse.
Right. Well, Dr. Jantz, for you, this is a bit of a personal story. I mean, what you've learned along the way, I often share with my kids and I've shared with the audience, experience defines preference. And that if we, you know, things happen in our lives, though they may be ugly and depressing, you know, we have a choice. We can embrace that and learn from it, which seems to be, you know, the case in point for you.
You know, I know what it's like, and as a counselor and as a helper now, it's been 36 years, and we founded a place called The Center, a place of hope, and we work with people from all over the country. I know firsthand what the struggle's like. I had the helper's disease many, many years ago. I said yes to everything.
Mm.
You know, I was passionate about my work, and I was passionate about the things that we were doing. But I ended up working, 6-7 days a week, 10 p.m. every night, and I created a pattern where I wasn't preaching, you know, I wasn't living what I was preaching, so to speak.
Right.
And I could hardly wait to get home, have my half gallon of ice cream.
That's exactly. You did, after all, you deserved it, right?
Exactly. Mm-hmm. And you stop taking care of yourself. And, you know, for me, well, there was weight gain. There was a lot of apathy. And I got into a real physical downward spiral. And I started looking for ways to cope. And I'm going, wait, I'm the counselor. I'm the helper.
Exactly.
And so I had to I came to a point of personal crisis. Though this has been, good grief, 1989. So it's been a little while.
Right.
But I had to make and redesign my life. And you know what, I was barely functioning. I looked horrible. I must have chose the wrong career, and I was questioning everything about my life.
Are you still operating as in the clinic at this point?
I am.
Mm-hmm.
We're blessed to be one of the predominant places for people to come get help for depression from a whole person perspective.
Mm-hmm.
So what I did was I have such passion to help people because I know what it's like to suffer. I know what it's like to feel like there's no option.
And also how it creeps up on you. I mean, it's like one building block at a time, and before you know it, you've got a load of bricks on top of you.
It's subtle and sneaky.
Yeah, kind of amazing. Well, and he knows firsthand, and your approach with your clinic, which I think is resulting in one of the reasons why you're one of the top 10 clinics across the country and very well renowned because of the success that you're having, is that you approach it holistically, if we might say it in those terms, mind, soul, and body. We are tripart human beings. Why not? And I think it's absolutely critical and brilliant that you attend to these three vital areas of our humanity. Dr. Jantz is with us. His new book, Healing Depression for Life. Our conversation will continue after the break. Stay with us.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight. At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com, 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
With more people listening to radio than visit Google, Facebook, or YouTube, from the very young to the very old, everyone listens to radio. Pillow companies, alarm, identity theft, nutrition, insurance, banking, automotive. The list goes on and on. Billion-dollar businesses. Why? The answer is radio. The media everyone tunes into. Find out how effective and affordable radio can be for your business. Contact 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com.
Are you looking for senior care for your mom or dad but don't know where to start? Hi, I'm Jen London with A Place for Mom. Nobody knows your parent or loved one better than you, and nobody knows senior living better than the experts at A Place for Mom. They've helped thousands of families find the right place for their mom or dad.
I was so glad that I called A Place for Mom. My advisor really listened and was truly my partner in finding senior care for my dad. She went out of her way to get to know him as a person and was always there whenever I had a question.
The senior living advisors at A Place for Mom partner with thousands of families every month, listening and offering local knowledge and advice to help find the best senior living communities across the country. And it's a free service. Here's the number.
Call A Place for Mom at 1-800-359-3360.
There's a place for answers. A Place for Mom. Call today.
Call A Place for Mom at 1-800-359-3360. That's 1-800-359-3360.
Looking for high-speed internet where you live but are out of reach of cable and fiber options? Look no further. High-speed internet is now available in your area. As your local authorized HughesNet retailer, Whole Home Connect makes it easy to get the high-speed internet you need with blazing fast speeds, unlimited data with no hard data limits, with built-in Wi-Fi for as little as $2 a day. Act now and for a limited time, get free standard installation and free equipment with HughesNet from Whole Home Connect. You'll enjoy internet service that lets you do more of everything you want to do online, like shopping, surfing, and staying in touch. Call Whole Home Connect and see for yourself why HughesNet is America's number one choice for satellite internet.
800-696-6902. 800-696-6902. 800-696-6902. That's 800-696-6902.
You're listening to Bill Martinez live.
You hold my head, you hold my head, you're my me too.
13 minutes after the top of the hour. Bill Martinez here, fresh and independent. The big headline here is finally there is new hope for those who suffer from depression. For decades, the standard treatment for depression hasn't changed. Sufferers typically are prescribed antidepressant medication and talk therapy. Period. But as many as a third of depression sufferers aren't helped by standard treatment. Instead, they are left still searching for true and lasting relief. And what Dr. Jance, Gregory Jance, addresses in Healing Depression for Life, he's offering a new way forward, drawing on the innovative whole person approach that has made his center one of the top 10 depression treatment facilities in the United States. Of those, Dr. Jance, that third of the or let's just say two-thirds of the people who claim some relief, I mean, relief runs, as we were saying earlier, the spectrum. Maybe many of those people, their sense of relief is that they just get to they're better effective at managing the depression, not really being healed. But what your book addresses here is total healing.
What we want to do is put together a successful lifelong plan. And I don't ever mean to say there's a magic wand or an instant cure, but we need to look at it as we're all a 1,000-piece puzzle. That's a lot of pieces.
Right.
And we all have different pieces, and we look at it, we do it as a team, that we need to look at, okay, what's all the potential missing pieces to your personal puzzle? And it's different for everybody. Maybe for one person, they've had a chronic nutrient deficiency, a vitamin D deficiency, and that's really created other problems, for example. That may not be the only reason, but could be a significant one. We usually see folks when, yes, medication can be super helpful, and I want people to understand that. Usually, though, over time, a person begins to feel, okay, There's something else missing. What else do I need to do?
Right.
We really believe in the power and the wisdom of a team and to pray. And, we believe in just the, asking God to give us those insights. What are the missing pieces to a person's puzzle?
Yeah, how novel, huh? I mean, seek the guy that created you.
Exactly.
That knows better. And what a novel concept. And of course, this is one of the reasons why you're becoming successful is because you're approaching it in its totality, as opposed to, okay, let's just throw some drugs at the problem. And as you say wisely, that prescribed medication is appropriate and helpful in those times to, you know, maybe get us settled, get our feet underneath so that we have at least enough balance. It's kind of like somebody, you want to talk to them about Jesus, but they're starving to death. They can't hear you because they can't hear you through the hunger pangs, right?
That's a very good point, yes.
So let's get them at a point to where, okay, let's find some balance and then deal with, some appropriate modality and solutions to their, as you say. And I like the way you describe it, is that we're, these thousands of puzzle pieces. I mean, there's so much and there's not a one-size-fits-all kind of approach when it comes to depression.
There's not. And one of the things that we need to remember is that we're all uniquely made, and there's different reasons for one person. Maybe there was some early trauma or abuse, and that's never been really effectively dealt with. And we know that trauma can alter the brain and chemistries. So there's, we need to look at that whole person. What are those missing pieces?
Right.
I do believe that, you could have a tendency to kind of slide back. But I do believe that we can create a pattern in a person's life that really begins to insulate them from falling back into that deep despair.
Exactly. Well, what has come to mind here in the last couple of years in my study, and particularly with the Word of God, addressing specifically the renewing of one's mind, to your point, is that sometimes it requires a reconfiguration of our thoughts, our brain pattern, and research scientists studies have proven that, the Bible calls it renewing the mind. But, scientists say, look at, drug addicts have a certain mind wiring.
sexual traffickers have a specific mind wiring and construct that promotes that type of behavior. So if we're going to, look for a different type of behavior, we have to look into what is in our mind. What is the construct of our mind, our brain, our approach to things, right?
And there are people that I think we need to look at where addiction has taken over their life.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
There's sexual addiction. There's obviously alcohol and drugs. I'm going to toss in there. It could be digital addiction, too.
Sure, absolutely.
But where it has taken over their life.
I would say golf addiction even, so, streaming addiction, things that we just so hold on to, that we cannot sit there and just watch one show. We have to binge watch. I mean, what is that saying about where we're at?
Isn't that an interesting lifestyle? People are developing, and this can be a reason for depression, what I call low impulse control. Mm. You're used to everything instantly. One click away from buying anything, one click away from any information. And so you just have low impulse control. And we begin to live on our impulses, and it gets us in trouble, and we end up with a lot of anxiety and depression.
Mm. Yes. And you also mentioned in the book the three deadly emotions. And, boy, I'll tell you, this is another one of those that we don't talk very often about. Anger, guilt, and fear, huh?
Oh, my goodness. Yes, I'm glad we could mention those today. So we know if I'm going to be healthy emotionally, I do need to learn how to deal with anger. In other words, anger could be hurt. Mm-hmm. I've got to deal with hurt and anger in my life successfully. There's fear. Now, I could have a lot of worry, a lot of anxiety. And then there's guilt, and there's guilt that's true, which means I goofed, I need to make amends.
Mm-hmm.
There is also guilt that's more shame. I just feel like there's something wrong with me. I feel shameful. I feel defective. And so really to move out a part of your protective plan for future depression is, okay, how am I going to deal with anger, fear, and guilt in my life from a healthy perspective, from an emotionally intelligent perspective?
Right. And some of the aspect of guilt to consider here is sometimes we're so guilt-ridden that we believe that we're just not worthy of God's forgiveness. We're not worthy of feeling good, that we deserve this.
That is really important to look at, Bill. I'm glad you mentioned that, because the lack of forgiveness or the receiving of forgiveness can be very, very, if you will, toxic to our lives. And I can tell you that a lack of forgiveness, that alone can create significant depression.
And the thing that is so deleterious and pernicious about these particular emotions is that they get so ingrained in us that they're just kind of easy to overlook. They just kind of, at times, just operate like in the background. It's like operating software, right, within the system.
We're on automatic pilot, absolutely.
Yeah, yeah. And so, go ahead.
Yes. Well, a lot of times we don't understand how these things are poisoning us and contributing to depression or anxiety. So part of what we do here is we help connect all those dots, and then we got to resolve it.
Mm-hmm. Now, you mentioned earlier that food plays a part in the relief of depression. Sometimes we binge eat or do that, but there's certain foods and lack of certain nutrients that can exacerbate the problem, right?
Food and what we put in our mouth does matter, and I've got a great story for that.
We only got about 45 seconds left. Do we have enough time?
I'll just tell you that a guy who did about 2 pots of coffee a day, pots of coffee a day,
wow.
And nobody had ever asked him, what do you put in your mouth? Can you imagine drinking 2 pots of coffee a day?
Wow.
And that was responsible for a lot of issues in his life. So what we put in our mouth does matter, and it can create or make depression worse.
Well, something to think about. Dr. Gregory Jantz has been our guest. His book, Healing Depression for Life, the Personalized Approach that Offers New Hope for Lasting Relief. Check it out. It'll be linked on our website at BillMartinezLive.com, available at all the usual places. Dr. Jantz, Happy New Year. Thank you for being with us. You've heard it said, you don't know what you've been missing. Well, when it comes to nutritional components in your diet, maybe you need to know what you've been missing, especially if you want to feel good, not miss work, and get the most of each day. Then you need the immune and growth factors in bovine colostrum. As a newborn, colostrum passes on immunity from our mothers, helps our body recognize when we're under attack, and fights all those nasty microbes that we're exposed to from birth. But the most important job colostrum does for newborns is seal our GI tract. Unfortunately, it doesn't stay sealed. Leaky gut affects 8 out of 10 people, passing undigested foods, germs, and toxins into our bloodstreams. It happened to me and caused unbelievable trauma to my immune system and gut. Fortunately, Sovereign Laboratories Colostrum LD can help. Taken daily as part of a healthy lifestyle, Colostrum LD can help you feel good every day. I feel great on this product. To learn more, go to PreventLeakyGut.com. That's PreventLeakyGut.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
President Trump addressing the nation at this hour to discuss last night's Iranian missile strikes on two bases in Iraq that host American troops. The Pentagon now says 15 missiles were fired at those bases and there were no American casualties and only limited damage. And Iran says the strikes were a response to the U.S. drone strike that killed its top general last week. Former acting CIA chief Mike Morrell saying those strikes last night were, in fact, rather limited.
A relatively small number of missiles, no casualties. It suggested to me that the Iranians may be sending a signal here that, look, we have to respond, but we don't want to escalate this.
He spoke on CBS News. They're searching for a suspect after a shooting near Canada's parliament in Ottawa this morning leaves one person dead and at least three others wounded. And this is USA Radio News.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
800-871-3291. 800-871-3291. Again, that's 800-871-3291.
Getting America back on track. Yeah. Bill Martinez, live.
Hey, fresh and independent, just the way you like to hear from us. Good to have you with us. I am Bill Martinez, and for more information on the show, you can go to BillMartinezLive.com. Look, I'll tell you, we've got a lot going on today, and this has been a great day, you know, with the guests that we've had. You know, whether it was Dr. Jen just a moment ago, you know, breaking it down and talking about depression and looking at healing. I mean, when you think about it, you know, as I mentioned earlier, you know, depression runs the entire gamut here. And it is a bit disturbing when you think that when you really think about how successful are we at really healing depression and what does healed depression look like? It's estimated that at least a third of the people walk away from, you know, all the money that they've invested and time to deal with depression, that they really don't find the answer. With Dr. Jansen, what's happening, you know, at his center, that, you know, there's more success that's being reported, which is very positive. Jim Simpson is back with us. Always good to have him. He's the author of the book, The Red-Green Axis 2.0, An Existential Threat to America and the World. Hey, Jim, good to have you with us. How are you? You there, I think? Jim, are you there?
I'm here. Can you hear me?
Okay, we can hear you now. It's just every once in a while, you know, as we used to say in the electronic business, a knot would get in the cord, and when that happens, you know, things get they get violated.
Right.
So it's crazy. So I'm glad we're connected here. Hey, I'm glad you're here to talk about, you know, this refugee issue. Of course, you've been, you know, the go-to person. I mean, Trevor Loudon, a dear friend, has lauded your praises for a long time. You as an investor, and I appreciate what he's been saying. I mean, he's been throwing up warnings, you know, to this country, you know, for decades now, especially.
Mm-hmm.
He is as much of an investigative journalist as you are. He is the consummate research guy, right? And, well, I don't know more so, but I mean, he's just the consummate research. I mean, if you ever want to find Trevor, you just go to the library. That's where he's at. He's constantly researching, looking back and getting down and pulling the threads to find out, okay, what's the root? And for you, your sensitivity and mine as well, along with Trevor, has been, what is going on with our country? I mean, you know, Barack Obama talked about the fundamental transformation of this country. And even when he said that, you know, people were applauding, and I'm going, wait, stop applauding. What does that mean? Fundamental transformation. Transformation to what? And, you know, so then we had to go through two cycles of his regime to realize that what it was quite pernicious to the purposeful American dream that you and I grew up with.
Absolutely. Yeah. It was the polar opposite.
Yeah. So the idea is, exactly. And the idea is that we're going to dilute the product. I mean, here we have the American dream, based on founding principles, our U.S. Constitution, Declaration of Independence. So the best way to defeat it, because it being an idea, is let's screw up the recipe. Let's dilute the recipe, right? And what's the best way to do that?
Absolutely. Tear it apart. And, you know, the left, who really, you have to think of the left as basically the communist movement, because that's what it is.
Mm-hmm.
Their entire agenda has been one of destruction. It's destroy everything that we know and love and care about. And what replaces it? Well, they'll worry about that later.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
There's just something about the mindset of Americans, Jim, that won't allow them to see the truth if it smacks them in the face. I mean, in much the same way as what we're dealing with in the Middle East. I mean, you got people that say, I hate America, we want you dead. And then we sit there and go, oh, that's okay. Do you want to do coffee at Starbucks? Or do you need money? We'll send you $1.5 billion in the dark of night. Unmarked bills, is that okay? Will that make you happy? We continue to embrace people who are antithetical to our values and principles. What is wrong with us?
Well, I'll tell you, a lot of it is simply herd mentality that the left has relied on for forever, really. It's not based in fact at all. It's based in their ability and their deep knowledge based on extensive study to manipulate human emotion. And so many of us are vulnerable to that because so many of us, well, we all really want to be part of the herd. We want to be accepted. We want to be thought of as doing the right thing and going in the right direction and having the right ideas. And they manipulate that to our endless peril, frankly.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And we kind of set ourselves up, Jim, in a sense that it's almost like we don't appreciate what we have. I mean, we don't honor the liberty. We just take it for granted. And it's almost like everything else in the history of man, the further away from that fight for liberty that you are, the less intentional, the less important it becomes. And that's just the nature of man. This is why we have to continue to talk, and you do as well, I know, and you've been faithful to that point, to talk about the power of liberty and freedom. I mean, to me, this side of heaven, you know, the closer we can get to liberty, I believe that's what God created us for, is for freedom. And, and that's our highest ideal. And why, you know, whether it's the Democratic parties or there's Marxists and that, what they're offering is such a delusion, you know, to think that somehow we are going to, be more free and determined in that form of government when historically it's been responsible for killing literally millions of people.
No, absolutely. And you know, it really has a lot to do with, well, as you said, human nature, our complacency, and we have become used to the freedoms that we frankly uniquely have, and it's unique in all of history, the amount of freedom and opportunity we have in this country, and we all take it for granted. We don't realize that this is a unique period in history and a unique government that offers unique opportunities. We've become so used to it and so complacent with it that we think it's our due and our nature, and we don't know enough to look around the world. We are taught, for one thing, in schools, how unique and special our nation is, and how cherishable our freedoms are, and how much they should be.
Exactly.
It's really unconscionable, and a lot of it has to do with the fact that we have not been educated as we should be by our schools, and that's just another angle on the entire agenda that they've been promoting here, is to make us dumb and make us complacent and help us to just by our own natural inclinations not appreciate what we have and not willing to fight for it.
Kind of amazing, Jim, when you think about it, you know, these indoctrination centers called universities, I mean, they've really designed an incredible gig for themselves. I mean, we are paying them to indoctrinate us against the American way of life and freedom and liberty. Amazing.
Against our best interest. Yeah. No, it's absolutely true. In fact, it's true with every aspect of their agenda.
Yeah, I mean, we've become indentured servants to their cause. I mean, kind of amazing, I mean, how we've been duped into this. Our conversation with Jim Simpson will continue. He's an investigative journalist, businessman, and former economist and budget examiner for the White House Office of Management and Budget.
High-speed internet where you live but are out of reach of cable and fiber options? Look no further. High-speed internet is now available in your area as your local authorized HughesNet retailer, Whole Home Connect, makes it easy to get the high-speed internet you need with blazing fast speeds, unlimited data with no hard data limits, with built-in Wi-Fi for as little as $2 a day. Act now and for a limited time, get free standard installation and free equipment with HughesNet from Whole Home Connect. You'll enjoy internet service that lets you do more of everything you want to do online, like shopping, surfing, and staying in touch. Call Whole Home Connect and see for yourself why HughesNet is America's number one choice for satellite internet.
800-696-6902, 800-696-6902, 800-696-6902. That's 800-696-6902.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
Are you over 50? Would you like to get up to 33% more income in retirement? Then call now for this free book, Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers, from a leading financial firm on maximizing your income in retirement. That's right, free. This free book reveals little-known truths about annuities in simple-to-understand terms that will help you make the right choices before buying an annuity. And it's free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report summarizing the rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. That's right, Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and Annuity Rate Report, both absolutely free for calling today.
800-932-1789. 800-932-1789. 800-932-1789. That's 800-932-1789.
Producers have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer. Increased income is possible using strategies suited to your goals and may require buying multiple annuities and holding them full term.
Dan Perkins here for your Songs and Stories for Soldiers, Veterans Tip of the Day. The VA recently reported that 70% of all veteran suicides are by vets who have never been to the VA. There's a saying, when a person's name is written down where people can see it, that person will never be forgotten. Many of our veterans, past and present, feel that nobody cares about them. We will be holding the first Songs and Stories for Soldiers Veterans Memorial Tournament. All the proceeds will go to purchase MP3 players for veterans. I know that veterans and their families all over the country will hear this announcement and not be able to play at the golf outing, but want to help. So here's your veterans tip of the day. If you have a family member or a friend that is a veteran, for $100 you can honor them and make sure they will never be forgotten. Go to songsandstoriesforsoldiers.us and sponsor a tea or a green in their name. Keep their memory alive. This has been your veterans tip of the day.
You're listening to Bill Martinez live.
God, I'm running for your heart. I'm running for your heart. Till I am a soul on fire. Lord, I'm longing for your.
An existential threat to America and the world. As I said earlier, he's an investigative journalist, businessman, and former economist and budget examiner for the White House Office of Management and Budget. Jim, in light of what we're realizing here, with the political rhetoric, it would seem that because of the hatred, not only of Donald Trump, in some cases of America, the language out there that is rather loose flying around, and surprisingly, I say surprisingly because I think that politicians need a, kind of a primer on civility because they're unhinged. We hear the president takes a definitive action against someone whose hands are covered in the blood of thousands of Americans. And they're trying to honor this guy who deserved the drone blessing. They're trying to honor this guy as some sort of foreign hero. I mean, what is going on with our country?
Yeah, it's pretty astonishing, isn't it? Well, yeah. Really, the basis of all that hatred, quote-unquote, is panic. Mm-hmm. And that panic is the result of our nation, enough people in our nation recognizing that something is terribly wrong and voting for somebody who is willing to challenge what they've been up to. Their panic is their recognition that they may be losing this battle. Because this battle has been ongoing for decades. It's been under the radar for a long time. The immigration agenda has always been about changing our country by changing its people, by bringing in people who the Democrats know are much more likely to vote for them, and so that they can win this country without actually earning it. It's just essentially stealing our country under our very noses. Exactly. And they've been at this for a long time. They've invested time and money and effort and everything in the agenda to accomplish that. And now they're seeing that threatened. Mm-hmm. And so they have reversed the narrative. Everything that we say, everything that we believe in, everything that we understand is wrong, has to be wrong, and they have to attack it in every direction. And, you know, this is not a new agenda. This was first articulated by Lenin, the first Soviet leader, when he said in the 1920, somewhere around there, he said, we must write in a language that inspires hate, revulsion, and scorn towards those who disagree with us. Mm-hmm. And so their entire effort, I mean, it's 1984, it's Animal Farm.
Yes.
Truth is a lie, you know, up is down, left is right, black is white. And, I mean, they've even said that. I forget mm-hmm. if it was Bertrand Russell or another member of the Fabian Society said, our job is to teach our children that snow is black, although we'll be perfectly happy if we can just convince them that snow is actually a dark shade of gray.
Yeah, anything less than white. Yeah, exactly.
Right.
Yeah,
exactly.
Jim, you know, and what you're pointing out here is so important. I mean, with your experience, having been there in the Beltway and seeing what, you know, what power does, Lindsey Graham called out the Democrats clearly in stating, you know, during the Kavanaugh hearings about their lust for power, that they were so willing to abandon civility and moral judgment and do what they did to Kavanaugh, all in the interest of power. And he said very passionately, and I hope you don't get it, but I'm not sure, because what you lay out here in terms of, you know, hating and going back and forth, the challenge that you have when this kind of ugliness raises its head, it's almost you have the other side of the bookend. You know, you have the left's form of hatred and lack of civility, and in order to combat it, you almost have the right doing the same thing. So, you know, people, you know, on the left argue, well, the right's just as bad. Well, forget about that argument. What, you know, let's hit the pause button for just a second, and let's talk about what is the truth. What's the end goal here? What are we trying to accomplish? Forget about, you know, you're the left side's ideals and the right side's ideals, because when you have this kind of argument, if this makes sense here, Jim, this is what I'm seeing, is that you have, it's almost like an equal force coming together to such a degree that you really, I mean, unless you really have some insight, you can't tell the good guys from the bad guys here.
Yeah, that's true.
Is that fair?
And yeah, it is. And the unfortunate fact, you know, every time you hear that all the time, well, we can't stoop to their level. Mm-hmm. And, you know, there's every just as many people on the right who behave the way the left does. I reject the entire narrative. Mm-hmm. It's just like I reject the entire narrative when the news media is now saying that President Trump is provoking a war with Iran, when in fact Iran has been trying to provoke, well, actually they've been engaged in a war with us since 1979.
Exactly.
And Trump's response to Soleimani was to take out a terrorist following their provocation, which killed an American and wounded many others. Mm-hmm. He was responding, and that's exactly what we are doing. We are responding in the only, seemingly the only way possible to push back against what they're doing.
Right.
And the truth is, there's not a lot of choice about it, because they are not at all vulnerable to reason, because they're not interested in reason.
Exactly.
They're interested in power, period. And the only way to stop that is to let them, guess what? You can't have that power. We're going to stop you, and this is the price that you're going to pay if you keep pushing.
Well, no doubt it was a shock to their system, because, you know, America doesn't do that. You know, America just rolls over, they appease, they give us money, they pat us on the head, and we go on and continue to live our evil sort of ways. And and we'll torment them as we go along. And as you said, quite rightly, that Soleimani and his operatives had done many things leading up to this, including the attack on our embassy, our U.S. sovereign land, our property here. Yep. And as Charles Wood, the Gold Star father of Ty Woods, who was one of the victims in Benghazi, said, had it not been for Donald Trump, had it been Hillary Clinton, quite possibly we could have had a Benghazi 2.0 there at that at that Iraqi embassy.
And the Democrats would have secretly been cheering it, while at the same time probably trying to blame the Republicans.
Of course. Well, and again, this is why critical thinking needs to come back into play, and that's what you were pointing out here, Jim. We're just not asking the questions. If we're just, and the mainstream media, see, this is why they're in shock, because for years they've been able just to, you know, pablum feed the American body politic, and they just took it and thought, oh, they're wonderful, they look good on TV, and we love them, and we're just going to continue. And now, you know, the tide has changed, and America is waking up, thank God. And they're looking at the results, and there is a clear binary choice. I mean, you know, after 8 years of experience with Barack Obama and his policies, and you look at the America then versus 3 years of Donald Trump, there's a clear contrast. I don't even think it's a close decision here.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I spoke with Tom Homan at an event last year, November or December of 2018, and I complimented him on his willingness to speak out on behalf of the president. And he turned and he said to me, well, you know, this president has done, in the 2 years that he had been in power at that time, he's done more for this country than the six presidents Tom Homan served for their entire terms.
Well, that's powerful.
Yeah.
That says a lot. I like Tom Homan. I like his no-nonsense approach, his feet on the ground experience that he brings to the debate. That's why he will not be overrun. I mean, you know, Congress doesn't like to have him, especially the Democrats. They don't like to have him in front of them because he knows too much of the truth. And when they're talking like idiots, he calls them out for it.
Yeah. It's priceless.
It really is. But it's a benefit to the body politic. See, again, we've got to be discerners of the truth and understand that it's outside of the political process. And you've got to be able to step away and discern, you know, what's the truth of the matter and what's going to serve the end game here. As I said, I think people need to ask that question, that filtering question, is this going to add or take away from our liberties?
Yeah, no, absolutely. That's exactly right. And I would say that same thing they should ask themselves when they're thinking about Republican candidates. I mean, Republicans don't have a corner on the market of morality or right or anything. A lot of them have been entirely corrupted by the system, and they are no more trustworthy than the Democrats in certain areas.
Well, and this is why many of us are pushing for term limits, for obvious reasons along that line, is that the system is so insidious and corruptive that it takes a very, very unique and self-determined individual to avoid the trappings of the Beltway. Jim Simpson has been our guest, author of the book The Red Green Axis 2.0, linked on our website at BillMartinezLive.com. Jim, thank you so much. Happy New Year, buddy.
Hey, Bill. Happy New Year to you.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products started under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.